Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And if it's Wednesday, it must mean Arsenio... Not here?
You go, dog!
Ah, that's depressing, man. I've been going out of the parking lot seeing if he is going to pull up in that beautiful black car of his, but doesn't seem to be around. How spoiled am I that he's here on Monday and Tuesday? I'm like, well, why isn't he here on Wednesday? All right, well, the first Wednesday, folks, in a year that you will not be hearing Arsenio Hall, and I think all of the flag should be flown at half staff throughout the state of California. All right, we'll try to get by without my little buddy here. Folks, don't forget to sign up for our big tournament. It is a week from tomorrow. It is approaching so quickly that if you don't sign up, you're going to get screwed. You're going to get hammered. You're not going to be able to play. You're going to be crying and BSing and having to sit home with the wife and the kids next Thursday night instead of at the Commerce Casino with myself, Gina Grad, Teresa Strasser, and also, what's your name?
Randy Wang.
Randy Wang. Sorry, buddy.
And Frank Kramer.
And Frank Kramer's coming in, too.
Frank
Is that right?
Kramer here.
Jeez, that guy sounds like $1 million, too. Used to have that hoarse voice. He sounds like he's 15 again.
Frank Kramer here.
What did he do? How did he put that together?
He had surgery over the Christmas break.
Is that right?
You know what happened, and he talked about this on the show, is they had a UFC fighter on their show a couple months ago.
Oh, the guy choked him out?
Yeah, and Frank asked him on the air to choke him out, and that damaged capillaries in his throat.
Oh, man. Well, he sounds like $1 million now. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Every single day here on 97.1, the FM talk station. But, folks, sign up for this tournament. You're going to really feel bad if you're sitting at home next Thursday because you forgot. And, you're sitting home with those kids, the wife, the girlfriend. I don't know what you're doing. But you got something going on at home. And if you don't sign up, you cannot play in the tournament. And if you sign up, you still might not be able to play. We're going to pick a three or 400 of the people who register. And hopefully... your name will be one of them. But go to the website. I urge you to go to the website, 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. And it's a great website. And there's a lot of downloads there. There's video, all kinds of stuff you can look at there. And then sign up under events or contests. I think it's under events. You go under events. And you'll see my big mug there, and we'll need your name, address, or information like that, but it's not like we're going to sell it or anything. We just need it to put you on the list. And then once you're on the list and you get selected, you will be part of the few people in Southern California who are going to have an amazing time next Thursday night. Everybody else, well, they'll be doing something else, and they'll be swearing that they're not there. So don't get left out. Sign up for the poker tournament. It is a week from tomorrow, Thursday night, January 15th. I urge you to sign up, especially if you want to meet Frank Kramer and his new throat. If you want to see his new throat, come on down.
Frank Kramer here.
Or Teresa Strasser. And I believe Teresa, who's trying to get pregnant. I don't know if she talks about that on the air, does she? Okay.
Yeah, she talks about removing the goalie.
Okay, but if she, from what I understand, I can't confirm this, but one of her windows of opportunity to get pregnant is Thursday between 9 and 11 p.m. So her husband's coming down,
Batman.
The IBM guy, whatever he does. I don't know what he does. But he's going to be coming down, and maybe they'll have sexual intercourse right on stage. Wouldn't that be great? And the kid pops out 10 months later.
God damn it.
Smoking a cigarette with poker chips coming out of his pukus. How odd would that be?
God damn it.
Kids farting Commerce Casino chips. All right, but anyway, go to the website, 971fmtalk.com. All right, now I have a... also, by the way, Sam Rubin's coming in at 9 o'clock tonight to talk about the movies, the Oscars. And Sam Rubin is very good at what he does. And yeah, that's why he's like one of those happy guys. But... I heard this over the weekend, and I never thought about it until Dave Harden actually told me this. The guy I host the show with over the weekend, Mortgage Matters. And he said he has a baseball player as a client, Guy who heard the show that we do on weekends on KFWB and on this station on KLSX. And he has an ex-Dodger. And I don't want to say who it is because I don't know if I have permission to say who it is. But it's a name that everybody would go, oh, I know exactly what number he was. I know how long he played for the Dodgers. He also played for the Angels. And he was telling Dave's kids, he was giving them a piece of advice. And he said, if you want to be happy in life, do what you're good at and continue to work at what you're good at. And he used Ozzie Smith as an example. Now, people that grew up in the same era that I did, you know, watching the Dodgers back in the 70s with Ron Say and Davey Lopes, Bill Russell and Steve Garvey, that infield seemed to last forever. And it was great because every single year you go to the Dodger Stadium, you get to see those four players trotting out there. And that's when baseball was great, when an infield would stay together almost their entire career. I know towards the end that Davey Lopes, I think, went to San Diego, and Ron Say, I believe, went to the Cubs, and that was really depressing for me. But for years and years, every time you go to Dodger Stadium, you know, it's Fernando Valenzuela on the mound. you got your Reggie Smith out there. The infield of Russell, Say, Lopes, and Garvey. It was just a great time to go to Dodger Stadium. And all of those guys are, you know, they practice and practice at what they were good at. And he used Ozzie Smith as an example. And again, people that grew up watching baseball when I did, you'll know that Ozzie Smith, you'll always associate him with the St. Louis Cardinals. And there was one thing that he did when he came out onto the field every time to start a game. And everybody remember, if you're a baseball fan, he did a flip. I think it was a backflip. No, maybe it was a front flip. I don't know. But when he ran out to shortstop, he actually flipped in midair and landed on his feet, right? Now, Ozzie Smith could not hit a ball to save his life. He was a terrible, terrible hitter in baseball. But he was a beyond a sensational fielder. And St. Louis decided to keep him on the team because he was so good at fielding. And that's pretty rare. You know, you really want a balance there of people who are good at fielding and people who are good at hitting and running and you know, a lot of skills. But they kept him because he was unbelievable at shortstop. He's a vacuum cleaner. I mean, it's just a vacuum there at shortstop. And a multiple gold glove winner. And just a great guy. But anyway, he told this guy in the Dodgers, he says, all I do is practice fielding. He very rarely practiced, you know, batting or hitting the ball or bunting or running or anything. He was just a sensational fielder. And he was happy as hell. And people remember watching baseball and watching St. Louis play. That guy always seemed to be smiling and throwing the ball around and just happy as hell. Because he concentrated on what he was good at. And I have a theory that if you do that in life, if you concentrate on what you're good at, that you will almost always become a happier person. For instance, and not on the same level as Ozzie Smith, but about a year ago, I decided to replace all the interior doors in my house because they were old, they were falling apart, one was broken, none of them locked, the door handles were all, you know, shaky, and it was just a disaster. There were old doors, probably the original doors of the house, you know, built in 1955, 56. I wanted to replace them all. And I went to a place that sells doors, and I said, do you know of a guy that would do this? And he says, well, why don't you just go down to Home Depot and buy the doors and put them up yourself? And I said, because I've seen guys put doors up, and I know that it's an art to get the door that fits properly, it locks properly. There's no holes, no gaps around it. It really is an art to, you know, to setting a door. So he says he gave me this guy's name, and the guy came over, had all the tools, and when he rang the doorbell, he was happy as hell. And I knew that guy was going to be good at what he did because he was happy. That's all he does in his life. He just puts doors in, and the guy was happy as hell. You know, I said, hey, nice to see you. Let's take a look at these doors and, you know, let's get rolling. I said, yeah, can I help you out? He goes, nope, I'm just in a zone here. Has all the proper tools. And that guy put 7 interior doors in about 3.5-4 hours. And every single one of them, without exception, was perfectly placed. None of them swing open when they're, you know, when they shouldn't. None of them, you know, all the locks work. All the hinges operate. Every door, none of them squeak. Every single door is perfect. And the guy charged a little more money than most people, but it's worth it because he was excellent at what he did. So this is my theory. Maybe we'll take some calls on this, especially from people who are really good at what you do. Whether you're a comedian, you're a plumber, you're an electrician, you own a laundromat, you know, you're a courier. I don't know. You work for FedEx, you work for UPS, but you're really good at what you do. Call us up here and tell us whether that contributes to your happiness. And also, you know, what is it that you're good at? And, when did you realize that you were good at it? And when you started to pursue it, did it make you feel better? All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you know, obviously you can take antidepressants and get over a little of that depression as well. But I think the natural way to go, and one of the natural cures, is if you pursue something that you're really good at. Now, for instance, Randy Wang here, when we first met him and he came in, because you put a MySpace together, right?
That's how I came to the station. I was a fan of you guys, and I put up a big MySpace fan group of Conway and Whitman, and you guys were making fun of me on the air one day about it, so I called in, and then Jerry said, why don't you come in one night, and we'll make fun of you on the air.
Yeah, so he comes in, and the first thing I did notice, he gave me that dead fish handshake, and I said, Babu, I said, that's not how guys shake hands.
Yeah, during the segment, like, the one piece of advice I'm going to give you, you got to get a better handshake. And now I kind of overcompensate.
Yeah, I know. Now you, like, toss me around like a rag doll. But Randy Wang, who started here at the station, he was doing some computer work, and he was putting some stuff up on, you know, a lot of the MP3s. Or that was what you're doing, right?
Yeah, it was. I started in the web
podcast.
Yeah, web department, doing the podcasting for the whole station.
Right. And then he worked his way up, and now he's running the board here on the very popular, by the way, according to the ratings, the Tim Conway Jr. show. And the guy is happy as hell. He's one of the few people who I think really still love coming to work every day. And you do this job at night for practically nothing.
$3 an hour.
Yeah, he gets $3 an hour for doing this job. And I can't tell you why. It's very complicated. But he was given a raise if he were to do two shifts. He does the Corolla show and then he does this show. And he's earning an extra $3 an hour. And you would think the guy, by just his smile and his energy, you would think the guy is earning $3,000 an hour.
No, you're totally right about what you're saying, because I'm very happy doing this job. I haven't felt this way working since I worked at Magic Mountain. And that was a job where I was so good at it.
As a compliment.
I mean, it's such a low-level job, but I was so good at doing, like, the cash register, and I was so good being a manager to all these idiots that worked at Magic Mountain.
Right.
I was happy as hell, even though I was making $8 an hour.
Yeah, but you were very good at what you did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Gene, on the other hand, is great at doing the news and also hosting shows and doing commercials and voiceovers and stuff. And another person, and believe me, the screener's job at this station produces lunatics and burns people out. But it's been over a year, is that right?
Yeah. Randy, how long have I been here?
You've been with us a year and a half since July 17th,
yeah.
2007.
Oh, wow. But who's counting?
Yeah. He's writing it on his restraining order. but again, another person who, when you come to work, it shows that you like being here.
I gotta tell you, Tim, I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you. And you know what? I could not do this show without the two of you.
You know what, Tim? We couldn't do this show without you.
Really? Oh, well, seriously?
How effing obvious is that? I mean, you're right. Without me, you guys would both be home. But seriously, I couldn't do it without you guys.
Well,
seriously.
You know, seriously, we could not do this show without you.
Oh, well,
Not one night.
Yeah, that goes without saying. There's no way you guys could do it. But anyway, so, but going back to, you know, people are good at what they do. We have there was a guy that did my breaks the other day. I went to a place in Tarzana called Break Centers. Or Break Center, I don't know what it is. But that's all they do. They do, brakes and tires, I guess. And the guy was really good at what he did, and it showed. I mean, he's on Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana. He's got himself a shop, and you know, he has to deal with the weather and the crazy people and stuff. But still, they're very good at what they do, and it shows. And everybody working there seemed to be in high spirits, like they just won the lottery, but they didn't win the lottery. They're just really good at what they did. And it really, you know, it really does improve your life when you can spend most of your day concentrating on that. Let's talk to Anthony in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I work with kids, K-5.
Is that right? And when did you discover that's what you enjoy doing?
I was working at Blockbuster, and one of my coworkers told me about a job doing after-school care at the elementary school.
Right.
And fell into that, and found I'm really good at it, and I really like working with kids. So now I'm going to school to try to be a teacher.
Fantastic. Look at you. But you didn't enjoy Blockbuster, huh?
No, Blockbuster sucks.
I happen to like Blockbuster. I could buy, you know, movies, or go to stores and purchase the DVDs, but I still like the whole process of renting.
All right, you can enjoy shopping there, but working there with the khakis and the button-down, blue, tucked-in shirt.
You know what? I got to say, though, that I hope stores like Target, Best Buy, Blockbuster, I hope they go to a different outfit, because I'm always very conscious of what I'm wearing before I go to those stores. You know, if I have a red shirt and I'm walking around Target, somebody's going to tap me on the shoulder and ask me where the toilet paper is.
Yeah. Well,
they've got to change that up.
It's just something you got to put up with when you go to...
All right, well, congratulations. How far are you from becoming a teacher?
I'm pretty far. I really just started this whole process.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. All right, well, you know, there's not a lot of money in it, but there's a lot of reward once you get home.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good for you. I wish there were a lot more guys like you. Thanks for calling, Anthony. I wish there were a lot more people like that who just really enjoyed teaching. You know, it seemed like most of my teachers were so pissed off in Encino Elementary. Well, actually, that's not true. My elementary school teachers are pretty cool. But junior high teachers, they all seem pissed. Every one of them. Almost every one of my junior high teachers seemed like he was angry as F. And I shouldn't name them, but... God damn, every one of them. Now that I think about it, from my math teacher, even my PE teacher, the shop teacher, the wood teacher, metal, the electric teacher, every one of them. And then my high school teachers are all pissed off as well, except for Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, my math teacher. That guy was a major stud. And the only class I really enjoyed, I guess because he enjoyed teaching it. And I'm like the only goofball that actually liked going to geometry class in high school, because the guy taught with passion. You know, he loved it, and he was, you know, smiling and happy to teach it. And that sort of rubs off on people. But everybody else in that school, miserable. Miserable, miserable. Mr. Maris was another good teacher. He also enjoyed what he was doing. He loved what he was doing. He was, like a PE teacher and a history teacher. So, all right, let's talk to Clarell in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
How you doing there?
I think it's Clarell, right?
Yeah, what's up, man?
All right.
So I teach basically kids karate.
Is that right?
Yeah. What
ages?
Basically 2 to 16.
All right. Yeah, at what point do you think a black belt, because I'm not in good shape at all. At what age do you think a black belt could kick my ass?
Probably, I've seen some 10-year-olds really, really kick high and kick hard.
You think a 10-year-old could whip me?
I think so.
What about a 9-year-old?
No, it's just too young for some reason.
Okay, so...
It's my experience, 10-year-old.
So at 10. You don't think I could dominate the 10-year-old, though? I'm almost 200 pounds.
That's true, but they are pretty fast and squirrely.
Yeah, I'd have to get them early.
See, it's like when you wrestle a snake, you just kind of... You got no arm. What are you gripped on? Nothing. They're like snakes.
How embarrassing to get your ass kicked by a 10-year-old.
No, it hurts too. Like when we spar and stuff,
right.
You mess with them, but they hit you, and they're not playing around. Sometimes, kick you a little low. You're just having fun with them, but
yeah,
they nail you right in the woohoo.
Hey, when did you discover you were good at it?
I started like karate or martial arts when I was like 5, and I just loved it. I did soccer, football. I just kind of stood there, looked around, like, why is everyone running around?
Right.
It's like, I didn't hate it. And then all of a sudden, like, I just started doing it. And then all of a sudden, like, I would say, I guess, 13, 14, I started assisting my instructor. And I just I was a kid at that time, and I was just having fun. And even now, it's like I'm 30 years old, and I'm just a goofball with these kids. You know, I'm just like,
I think it does keep you young. I mean, if you're if you do something you like to do.
So I have one story. He's 72. He says he likes to stay young because he hangs out with like 34 year olds.
Right.
You know, that's how he stays young. I'm like, well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a guy who's like an electrician or something? Something he doesn't like to do. When he's 35, he looks like he's 90.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I see these corporate people around where I work, and they look like they're already in their 50s. I'm sure they're probably younger than that, but they just look miserable. I'm like, because I did that whole, like, Blockbuster job, Kinko's job. I did all these crappy jobs, you know, while doing something that I love to do because I wasn't getting paid yet. But luckily, I found a job that could pay,
right,
you know, benefits, paid vacation. I mean, in martial arts or any arts, you can't get that.
Now, are you a black belt?
Yeah, I'm a black belt in the style that I teach karate, and I also teach martial arts throughout, like, I teach at a local college, and I teach at another school, so it's like, I teach everywhere. I mean, I was doing it literally like a job, 40 hours a week. I was teaching and training, and so I'm actually getting ready to go train right now, do some judo. So
what's the highest level black belt you can achieve?
Depending on the style, it could be like 10th degree, it could be my old school is fourth degree, so it really depends on the master and this and that. So,
and what degree have you achieved?
The highest I've gone is third degree with my old instructor, which was fourth, and I'm a first degree in this karate style that I do now. I teach kickboxing.
And how old are you?
I'm 30.
And so there are very few 30-year-olds that could kick your ass.
I'm sure there might be like Rampage. He's like 29, 30. He could probably kick my ass.
Average 30-year-old cannot kick your ass.
It's greatly he'll be able to hit me,
right,
or she. I don't mind finding a girl either.
Right.
They start hitting me around.
Right. So if a girl attacks you and starts hitting you, you will put her down.
Oh yeah, I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to that. Absolutely.
You know, I always said that there was. You're right that the equal opportunity it should be spread around.
Absolutely.
And it's not just when it comes to jobs or sports, but it should be in fights as well.
No, absolutely.
You know, like I have a theory that it's not. You know, people say you should never hit a woman, right?
Right.
I don't buy into that. I think there are plenty of cases where you should punch a woman in the face.
Absolutely.
And before we get a lot of letters, let me tell you what one is. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Let's say you're sitting around having dinner at Arby's. All right.
Okay.
And let's say you got a wife and you got two kids, and a woman comes in with a shotgun. And she kills the guy sitting across from you and the woman sitting across from you. And
right.
She's turning that gun around and she's going to aim it at your kids. Wouldn't you punch her in the face?
Oh, I'd do more than that. Absolutely. I would pick her up and body slam her. Anything you could possibly think of, I'd probably do that. Especially aiming at my kids if I ever have kids.
Exactly.
Absolutely true.
Chloral, thanks for calling, man.
All right, man. You're set. Right.
There
thanks,
he goes.
Man. Bye.
Now, folks, see, that's an example. The first two people that have called, you can tell how energetic they are. They are articulate, and they don't ramble on. They are very succinct with telling exactly, you know, what they do for a living, how, you know, happy they are. And it's not these burnout guys, you know, that call occasionally like, I don't know what Jesse Jackson said. Can I be on hold? It's not like a burnout guy. Like, these guys all have energy. When you're good at what you do and you keep doing that all day, and you find a position where you can do it, you know, and make some money at it and do it for a living, it really shows in your personality, too. Let's talk to Benet in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Benet?
Well, I'm in dairy sales, and it's mainly a male-dominated industry.
Dairy sales?
Dairy.
And what do you sell? Milk?
Milk and sour cream and all that fun stuff.
Good for you.
And it's mainly a male-dominated industry.
Right.
And there's these good old boys. They're in their mid-50s, and they're ex-college jocks and this and that. And when I got into it, I was 30 years old and a short Hispanic female. So I really didn't fit the mold. So they kind of cut me to the side, and I found a niche market where I could sell my products. Customers appreciate me. I negotiate on behalf of the customer.
You're really good at it.
And save them money and have a ball. So instead of being a corporate salesperson that goes into this boring, here's what we do, I get to laugh all day.
Now, so you're not still with the same corporation?
Oh, no, because I was downsized. I fit their mold.
Oh, is that right? All right, so you left there and then are now saving the customer money, time, and probably giving them a better product.
And guess what? I'm beating up the dairy that downsized me.
Is that
because
right?
Because I didn't fit their mold.
Good for you. And how long were you there not fitting their mold before you moved on?
I was one of the top three salespeople, and they told me I wasn't performing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Hey, can you tell us the name of the company?
It's a local cow company that you would know.
Local AD, cow?
AD.
Okay.
Can you put that together?
I can put dairy. Altadena?
There you go.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A little slow here. Randy had to tell me.
and, you know, your scenario on hitting the woman, I think that's a little far afield. But that would be a good...
Yeah, but you would hit her, too. You know, we used to have a milkman come around from Altadena and, you know, deliver milk back in the 70s in those glass jars. They still do that?
No, that's... Brogiers does that.
Yeah, but it was Altadena that did it for a while, too.
Yeah, they're not doing that anymore. They're owned by a corporation out of Texas, and it's going to be their downfall.
Okay, now you currently work for Altadena?
No, you don't
work for them anymore.
Remember, they downsized me.
What company do you work for now?
I work for a small independent company that kicks the dairy's rears nationally, and I have fun doing it. I negotiate over the phone, and then when these dairies meet me and they see that I'm 5'2" and petite,
they just die. And Hispanic.
They just die laughing, like, this little woman's been kicking my rear. What in the heck's going on?
You speak Spanish?
Un poquito.
I'm surprised how many people who are like second generation Mexican or, you know, Central American, and they don't speak a word of Spanish.
Well, do you know why?
No.
Hayden, come here. Come on. Do you know what? Well, what happened?
Is that your dog or your kid?
My son. I don't have a kid. That's a goat.
All right. But hey, thanks for calling. But real quickly, why do they not speak Spanish? Is this not spoken in the house?
No. What happened is in the 40s, when some families tried to assimilate, they did not teach their kids Spanish. Other families spoke it only in the household, and the kids spoke it out of. So it was what you wanted your family to do.
Awesome.
I grew up in a family that my mother's family did not want us. They wanted us to assimilate.
Right.
My father's family didn't want them to.
Oh, boy.
So it was a mixed bag. So I turned 16, and my dad's comment to us is, why aren't you speaking Spanish? Well, you didn't teach us.
Yeah.
But I can roll my R's, and I can do all that fun stuff.
There you go. A lot of tension in that house growing up, huh?
No, not at all. No, all it was just different lifestyle. So I made sure that we have a Nana in our house that my son can do the same thing.
Excellent. All right, Penny, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself. All right. Again, that's the third caller, and you can see how much energy she has because she found out what she was good at, and that's what she does for a living. All right. Are you good at something? You've discovered what it is, and it brings you all kinds of happiness and energy. 520-9710. It's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Sam Rubin's coming in to talk about the Oscars. And we're doing news with Gina at 9. Should be a great hour, 9 to 10. You listen to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Really good at what you do? Does it make you happier? According to an ex-Los Angeles Dodger, I learned that from him through Dave Harden over the weekend. Concentrate on what you're good at, and it will make you happy. Elliot in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing?
All right.
Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I'm a trained mime, and I took the I took the knowledge that I gathered in Europe and parlayed it into a public speaking gig with Fortune 500 companies. I mean, now I'm paid, and the irony is now I'm paid to actually speak, whereas, you know, mimes don't really talk. Wow.
Could you do some mime for us right now?
There you go. I could.
All right, just do a little. Let's hear it. Wow.
God damn it.
Do that thing when you're walking against the wind. Jesus, that's great. It's unbelievable. Hey, Elliot, that's a pretty special talent, man.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And so
how much are you making every year, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm making $110 a year.
Yeah, look at you, dude. Cha-ching! And when you go to speak in front of these groups, what do you tell them?
Well, so I communicate ideas, of business ideas. I'm also, you know, I also am managing to eke my way through business school. So
good for you.
You know, strategy and stuff. But the whole caveat is that I do it standing on one foot. And people don't know I'm standing on one foot, and there's no better way to draw attention to yourself when you're talking to somebody standing on one foot.
Wait, can they? So they can't see your feet?
Well, they if they looked close enough, they could see. I mean, that's a technique that, you know, that moms are trained. They get stage presence. You move your weight around, and you.
How long can you stand on one foot for?
I could stand on one foot for a half an hour, an hour, easy.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can we have you come down to the Commerce Casino next Thursday?
Yeah, is it mine?
I'd like to see you stand on one foot for an hour.
Hey, Timmy, we should have Elliot come in, and he and Gina should do a mime off.
All right. Hold on one second, Elliot. Hold on one second. I'd like to see that. I don't know about you folks, but while you're playing cards at the Commerce Casino next Thursday, I'd like to see a guy stand on one foot for an hour. See if we can get some information on that guy. All right. Have you discovered what you're really good at, and you do that for a living now? Is that working out for you? Alexander in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. What are you good at?
Well, I'm directing music videos.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Are they still playing those anywhere? I don't see MTV playing those anymore.
They do. Actually, I'm shooting for music videos for Europe, for like Russia, the Ukraine, and the other countries from the Europe as well.
Any big bands we know?
Well, I've shot the music video a long time ago. We shot for 11 years ago for Backstreet Boys on a song "Get Down" in Miami.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah, the business right now a little bit tough because of the economy, but everything's great.
Yeah, a little slow.
Yeah, a little bit slow, but it's fine. It's going to catch up anyway.
Yeah. All right, buddy, that's excellent. You can also hear it in some guy's voice, too, when they're really good at what they do, like that Alexander. How about Colin in Orange County? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's happening, Sam?
Hey, what do you do?
I'm a dispatcher for a courier company. I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah, you know what? I think that really is a talent, especially when you have, you know, you got 30, 40, 50 guys out there. To keep them all organized is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a little harder when I was in San Diego, but now I'm back in Orange County. It's a little bit slower for me.
Right.
But, I had a guy, dispatcher's
office. Yeah, we're losing you there on the cell phone. But that really is a talent. Somebody that, you know, they can take calls like that all day. Like a good 911 operator. You know, somebody who's like compassionate over the phone, yet still gets the information out there. I think that's a talent, too. And you can hear people in their voice. When you call a company and they got enthusiasm, you know, they got some energy, and they're not just sitting there, you know, answering phone calls, you can tell they enjoy what they do for a living, too. For instance, I had to call the city of Los Angeles about an issue with some of my trash cans, right? And this lady who answered the phone, I thought for sure, you know, I was going to get another one of these, you know, city employees that didn't give a rat's ass. You just sit there, you know, can I help you? It's not our fault. It's not our fault. But, man, she kicked ass for me. So even like on that level, you know, she's dealing with people who have complaints about their trash cans. And she was great at it. Solved the problem. And it felt like I was living in a small city again. Let's talk to Cassandra in Hermosa Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Well, I turned on the radio just as I was getting into the car going home from work, and it felt like you were speaking directly to me about this.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I just graduated from college, so I'm really entry-level, but it still feels like I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, and that is one of the most beautiful feelings when, you know, talking about a career.
Right, and what do you do for a living?
Right now I'm an assistant for a reality television company.
Oh, okay. And any show that you can mention?
I don't think I'm allowed to. I have to sign all kinds of contracts, promising I'd never talk about it. But
oh, that's cool.
But, you know, it's amazing. And being on set and just and being a part of it right now, even in the small scope that I'm involved, I just know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's a pretty amazing feeling.
Well, as long as you keep that enthusiasm up, you will be hired by producer after producer, and eventually you will be one.
I sure hope so, because that's exactly what I want to be, as a producer one day.
Yeah.
So.
Where are you from originally?
Sacramento?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't L.A.
No.
How old are you?
Poor cowgirl. 23.
Yeah, because 23, if you're born and raised in Los Angeles, you're pretty burnt.
Yeah, and I'm not. I mean, I just graduated from college, so I've only been down here for about 6 months. But, I mean, Los Angeles is really growing on me, and, you know, like you said, one day it might... me, but right now I am like ecstatic about this life. So.
You made any friends down here?
Yeah, a few. It's really easy, especially when you're on set working. You just meet people, and
right.
That's another really great thing. It's easy to make friends. So.
Good for you.
But I'm a pretty outgoing person. So.
Well, keep up the energy, and I guarantee you'll work forever in this business.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Cassandra. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. You know, Randy, Randy is yelling in my ear. I wasn't talking about you, dude. I'm just saying that most kids who are born and raised in Los Angeles who are 23 are a bit jaded. They don't have that kind of enthusiasm that Cassandra has.
Tim, shut the F up.
That's a good example.
God damn it.
Please. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Are you really good at what you do? Let's talk to, Viger in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
Is it Viger or Vigor?
Victor.
Oh, Victor.
Yes.
Oh, I see. It was spelled V-I-G-O-R.
God. Damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, how are you, man?
All right. How you doing, Victor?
It's all right. Hey, listen, I'm a poster.
Oh, good. I tell you, that is a skill. My grandmother did that for a living.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't believe me. I really enjoy what I do. And I tend to go to where I work. I work with my brother and some other kind of guys. And I do everything since scraps. I mean, we can build the frame. We do it at all time schools, like 8 Hantai. And all my family has been doing this for years.
So you've been doing it since you were born, basically.
Actually, yeah, my dad was, he's a carpenter.
Right.
Yeah, I used to help him to do all kind of doors.
I saw my grandmother. My grandmother used to reupholster couches for a living, and I can't tell you what kind of skill that is. First of all, I have no idea how you do it where everything fits, you know, so perfectly. That really is an art.
Yeah, believe me, yeah, it is. And we're really, really happy what we do. We, All the time we listen to music, and like now, we're just coming out from work.
Are you just leaving work now?
Like 20, 30 minutes ago, I live in Anaheim, but I work in L.A.
Oh, so that's kind of commute every day. It's huge.
Yeah, but, you know, we really enjoy what we do.
You got kids?
Two.
How old?
My boy's 8 and my daughter is 4.
Are they going to go in the same business?
I hope. What I said is, my son told me if I want him to do something, and I told him, you know what, do what you make you happy, not what make you rich.
Right, good for you. Yeah, all right, Victor, you're kicking ass, man. I can't tell you, you know, if you know anybody, a family member, a friend who is into doing upholstery, you know how tough that is to do. And how much skill, you know, hand-eye coordination, and how much patience you have to be able to do that. All right, Victor, we thank you for calling, buddy. If you play poker, sign up for our tournament.
I win.
Oh, you did already?
No, not really.
Sign up anyway. I'd like to see you down there.
All right. I'd like to break down.
All right. Well, hold on one sec. Hey, sign that guy for the tournament. Or tell him how to sign up. Folks, to sign up for this tournament, it's very easy. Go to our website. It's a week from tomorrow, and it's going to be probably the best tournament we've ever had. I can guarantee you're going to have fun down there. And that's what we hear back. The feedback from those tournaments is 100% positive. Everybody that goes there has a great time. They got great food. You eat for free and you play for free if you sign up and you are selected by the station to be in the event. And then once you play in the event, you have a chance of winning a piece of a $6,000 prize pool. And it's really great. They got a lot of great prizes. Plus, you can go downstairs and play for real right after the tournament. If you get kicked out early, if you stay all night. And that tournament starts at 8 o'clock and usually ends around 2:30. And it's just it's a great night. So I urge you to sign up for this tournament at 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. Jim and Tarzana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Not bad, Jimmy. How you doing?
All right, man. What are you good at? What do you do for a living?
I'm a boat captain. I do mostly ferry work, and I've done a lot of different stuff, but I love my job. I mean, I've been able to travel all over the country and meet incredible people and, you know, work in great spots.
Where do you work? I mean, there's not a lot of ferry business in Los Angeles, right?
Well, right now I'm not really doing ferry work. Right now I'm kind of just doing small boat, workboat work, you know, rebuilding docks and moving rocks and stuff like that, building bulkheads and jetties down in Long Beach.
Could you captain, like, a freighter?
I'm not currently licensed for that, but I can go up to about 300 tons.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's also another tremendous skill, especially for guys who are pilots.
Absolutely. And I mean, I started out just as a pilot. I went through the Merchant Marine Academy. And, you know, from a young age, I knew it was something I loved doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love being on the water. You meet some of the most crazy people you ever meet in your whole life. And, you know, a lot of the guys who, when they get old, you know, sometimes they say they wish they'd done something else. But
right. The
kind of stories you hear at the end of the day, you know, I've got stories I can tell people for the rest of my life. And I know that.
Yeah, that's the one, you know, it's the one thing you will have the rest of your life. It's like, you know, growing up at the racetrack, everybody's got a story.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Growing up on the river, my wife's grandfather, Leroy Clark, was a pilot on the Columbia River up between Oregon and Washington. And he would bring, you know, some of the biggest ships in, you know, ever made up the mouth of the Columbia River all the way to Portland. And they're required to, by hand, draw the entire river, including the depths, you know, to be able to pass to be a pilot.
Yeah, I mean, tough job.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, Jim, we thank you for calling. And my grandfather told me a great story. Not my grandfather, my wife's grandfather. He told me a great story. For up in Portland, they have a thing called the Rose Festival, or I think it's Rose Festival, where they bring in a lot of naval ships from Astoria, from the mouth of the Columbia River, all the way up to Portland, which is probably about 100 miles, maybe 85 miles. And they're bringing up the first nuclear submarine from Astoria to Portland. And it's, again, it's about 85 miles. And they were doing about 20 knots in the river, and they got a call from the Coast Guard saying you got to slow it down because the nuclear submarine was pushing so much water upriver, it was displacing boats 2 miles in front of it. So it must be a great job. I'd love to have been able to do that, you know, be on the river and become like a captain or river pilot. I think it'd be pretty cool. All right, let's talk to how about Charles in Redlands? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I'm good. Very good.
Good.
I build cabinets and furniture, and I love working with wood and designing stuff. I love my job.
Yeah, that's a tremendous skill as well. I mean, that is something where, you know, everything has to work out. Everything has to be exact. And you can tell whether somebody's good at it instantly by going through, you know, somebody's bar or somebody's cabinets and see, you know, how they're placed. And, yeah, those carpenters, I mean, like, are you a finisher?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you a finisher?
No, I'm not an apprenticeship. I'm I am dreaming.
I think we have a bad connection there, buddy. But that is, again, a tremendous skill. Anybody that can use their hands like that and, you know, build from scratch, you always have that. You know, they can take away your, you know, your TV job, your radio job. They can take away, you know, your job as an accountant or a stand-up comedian or whatever. But as long as you have those skills, you can always fall back on it. Like, my father has those skills. You know, not only is he very good at what he does, you know, entertaining people and providing, you know, people with tons of laughs. I mean, how about that? How would you like to be able to go through life where your job is to make people laugh and you make a living at that? It's got to be a dream come true for him. But my dad also has a fallback position where he's very good at working with wood. He built the interior of his entire house. And the whole bar room and the kitchen, he did himself. And that also is a tremendous skill. All right, Sam Rubin is coming up at 9 o'clock to talk
Hi,
about...
Hi, Tim. Welcome to 97.1.
Sammy, please. Your mic's we're not on yet. But Sam Rubin will be coming up at 9 o'clock to talk about movies. We'll do the news at 9 with Gina Grad as well. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Adam Carolla offends Queen Latifah, and Governor Schwarzenegger might give the state of California one great big F-U. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right. Both stories sound interesting so far. Look at that. All right. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk. Out here.
HD, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, the home of the Adam Carolla Show morning with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons on air at 97.1, online at 97.1 FMTalk.com.